As part of our Deep Dialogue series, W2L News and Views is partnering with the Gulf Future Coalition, gulffuture.org, to bring you voices from the Gulf. In 2014, the Gulf Future Coalition held five salons across the five Gulf states where participants were asked to tell their personal stories of the Deepwater Horizon disaster, their relationship with the coastal environment, and their vision for the future of the Gulf Coast. Here's the coordinator for Gulf Future, Joisha Dutta.
Since Gulf Future Coalition's inception shortly after the BP oil disaster, we've partnered with artists, musicians, and filmmakers to organize, educate, and empower communities to advocate for a healthy Gulf. In the spring of 2014, we forged a unique and inspiring cultural organizing partnership, integrating art, policy education, and storytelling with the multidisciplinary performing arts production CryU1, a collaboration between ArtSpot Productions and Mondo Bazaar. Please join us next spring when the Gulf Future Coalition will be organizing days of action between the observances of the BP oil disaster in April and Hurricanes Katrina and Rita in August and September. You'll be invited to share your story and take action to restore, protect, and defend the Gulf's communities, ecosystems, and cultures. To stay tuned to these events as they develop, please follow Gulf Future at twitter.com/gulffuture and facebook.com/gulffuture.
Up next is Patty Whitney from the Bayou History Center, recorded in New Orleans in 2004.
My big thing is I was totally pissed. Being a community and environmental advocate, but also a dot connector to connect the big picture dots and doing history and looking at patterns. The Deepwater Horizon is actually a metaphor for coastal Louisiana. We're dead, we just haven't dropped yet. Deepwater Horizon was like being told you have terminal cancer. It may take a while, but we're going. And that was the turning moment for me to realize we can play all the little mind positive games we want, but we essentially have sold out to the extractive industries. They've destroyed us, and when they're finished destroying us, they're going to move out, make money on some other poor community. We're all stuck. We're not fixing what we have. I'm just very pessimistic. We allow them to do something they weren't capable of doing. And in my past experience as, just as an old lady, but also as a foot reporter and running into all kinds of other things, I'm constantly amazed how people say, well, we just didn't know it could happen like that. It's like they didn't know the levees could break. We didn't know that could happen. What freaking world did they live in that they didn't know this was going to happen? You can't pretend it's not like, just like, we can't pretend we're going to save Ile de Rochelle. We can't pretend we're going to save Houma. We're not going to. The question is, when are we going to admit it, and how are we going to survive? And by hiding our heads in the sand, we're no longer a pelican, we're a bunch of ostriches. And we're pretending that it's not happening to us, but it has happened. They're drilling at 30,000 feet of water. They can't fix anything at 5. That deep water is still leaking on the Gulf floor. And we're just going, as long as America gets its oil, Louisiana can go away. And that's what's happening. It's continuing to happen. It's going to happen again. And what do we do about it to get it? It's time we start thinking about ourselves as communities and not as an industry. And I really feel that God drew a line in the sand that day. And this is a moment in time to change history for the world. And the question now is, which side of that line are we standing on? Are we standing on the side of, I need to do everything I can to try and protect this earth that God made, or I own this earth and I can do what the hell I want with it as long as other people get a lot of money? And we have a choice to do that.
You've been listening to Patty Whitney from the Bayou History Center as part of our Voices from the Gulf, a collaboration with Gulf Future at gulffuture.org.